Now, from the Texas State Network, TSN Agribusiness presents Shoot the Bull with TSN Ag Director Tony Purcell.
Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. We're talking today with Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples about the world-famous Tyler Rose. Now, what can you tell us about it?
When people say Tyler, they think of the Tyler Rose. But they aren't just talking about football great Earl Campbell. But, Tony, they're actually also referring to the Rose plant itself. You see, Tyler and the surrounding areas in Smith County have become famous for the roses grown there and the history of the industry. Records demonstrate the industry actually started in the mid-1800s, and the first record of those sales was in 1879. Since then, the industry grew to more than 20 million plants in the 1950s and leveled off to the current size of 5 million plants grown annually on local farms within about a 30-mile radius of Tyler.
What does it take to produce 5 million plants?
Well, the size of the farm actually varies for each producer, but approximately 25 growers manage the 500 acres needed to produce 5 million plants. The rose-growing industry is still maintained by many family-owned farms and businesses. The cost-intensive nature and the needed skills and knowledge required for the rose production slows the number of people from entering the business.
So what other sectors of the economy benefit?
Oh, a variety, including equipment dealers, agriculture and farm suppliers, rose plant shippers, and tourism all benefit from Tyler's rose industry. And of course, even the great Earl Campbell owes his nickname to the Tyler Rose.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.